Hello, this is Jhelum. I received a request to record me taking the penis preference test, and my first thought is either I'm going to be really offensive or it's just going to be really awkward because I really don't have any kind of depth when it comes to this. It's just like, oh, it's a penis. Okay. I haven't even clicked on it yet, so I'm just kind of flying by the seat of my pants, and it's going to be fun. So here we go. Clicked on it now. Get started. Okay, so I'm not sure what to say about this first picture. I think I may have slept with someone about that size before. This guy's got a lot of hair, though. I'd be flossing. Not really a whole lot to say, I guess. It's a penis. Yay! What do you think of this dick? Huge, big, normal, small, tiny. It looks at about. I don't know. It's really hard to tell from that angle. 4 inches, maybe 5, so I guess that's average, sort of. The next picture, oh my good gracious, that would hurt. I would either choke and die or I would be impaled. And it would, good gravy. I look at that and I wonder if it's not photoshopped. But then I think there probably are some people who are naturally that big, and I, oh my word. La, yes, that dick would make me hurt. That would hurt. The next one. This guy, okay, he's, I think, normal size, undersized, very, very undersized, or the smallest dick I've ever seen. I don't think it's the smallest. It's below normal, but it's thick, which is a win thing, at least. I wouldn't have to worry about hurting at all. I wouldn't have to worry about it hitting my cervix, because holy crap, that hurts. I'm not one of those women that can handle a lot of cervical abuse. It just hurts. So with that guy, I wouldn't have to worry about that. That is a plus. So I'll just say undersized. Not very undersized or very, very, just undersized. All right, next page. La la la, loading. Okay. This guy is so thin. I do not understand how his cock is like half the width of his waist. I'm only slightly exaggerating. That is ridiculously thick. And that is a heck of a vein going on too. Wow. I do like this one. I think it would still be a little bit too long for me. I'm about average in depth. Let's just say big, because he's big, but he's not as big as that guy from the first page. That was slightly terrifying. Okay. The next one. Okay, so he's comparing his dick to a thermos. That's a pretty lengthy dick. I would say 7 inches. I don't have much experience in measuring by eyeball. I'd say slightly bigger than average, I suppose. But I could have fun with that one. I would choke on it, but I would still have fun with it. Loving that bare bed in the background too. Or I guess a couch bed thing. Classy. I guess I'll just say normal for this. I don't know. Oh my gosh, this next picture, that girl. All right. That one, oh gosh, that is a genuinely, I don't know what to say about that. It's narrower at the base than it is most of the rest of the shaft. And it's like 10 inches long or something equally absurd. It's like a piece of spaghetti. Well, so, okay. Oh, that's actually the question. Go me. How long does this dick look to you? I guess 10 inches, so I'm gonna say 10. It's probably not 10 because like I said, I can't eyeball anything. This next one, it's two-toned. You guys, I am two-toned. Like, not sure I get it. Does he suntan? Just the tip. I don't know. I don't understand. But he's comparing the length to a toilet paper tube, it looks like, which means probably about 6 inches long. It's a lovely thickness. I think that one actually would fit my pussy kind of perfectly. That would be a fun one to ride, I think. I might not be able to get the two-tone thing out of my head, but yeah, you never know, I guess. Oh gosh, I don't like these answers. Well, I mean, I could take it, so it's not the first one. It's pretty big. I'd say it's average, but I'd also say I can't answer nothing special because finding something that fits in me without pain is kind of hard. For crying out loud. I guess for lack of any other option, I'll just say normal. The next one. That is also a very big one, and it's uncut. I actually have never slept with anyone with an uncut cock before. Cut is super fun, but I've never tried uncut, and I'm super curious. I really have no idea how it would feel any differently. Very, very curious. But I'm not sure I would want to try that one because wow, that's a lovely thickness. That would do well with thickness. My cervix would die. That would be another cervix death. How long does this dick look to you? Oh gosh, I don't know. Three hands. How long is three hands? Let's say 10 inches. It's probably shorter than the last one I thought was 10 inches, but we'll call it good. 10 inches. He's 10 inches now. The next one is what I was already. Okay. Do I like cut or uncut dicks? I can't say if I like uncut because, again, I've never tried it. I do like cut. They're super fun. No idea what an uncut is like in actual tactile terms. Great. I have to answer this anyway. I'll just say cut for now because I haven't had a chance to try uncut. I would like to. Oh my gosh, that next one. Okay. Not only would that hurt in length, that would hurt in girth. I think I will leave that one to someone who is not as stupidly tight and small as I am. Oh my gosh. Too thick. Yes, in terms of thickness, the stick is too thick. How long does this stick look to you? Half of it's covered in hair. I don't know. 6 inches? It's actually a really poor quality photo. It's really hard to tell. I'll say six. It looks like six. I think it looks too long to be four and too short to be eight. So we'll say six because that sounds good. Finished. My gender's female. Okay, I'm apparently not to pay attention to the stuff at the end. Am I single? Well, yeah, that's a thing. Yep. Hello, Quizzy. Okay, so that was the penis preference test. It ended a little more abruptly. Oh, wait, I can see a result. Show me my result. I am 4% pure. I don't know what that means, but I'm apparently higher than 74% of my peers in my analysis. I'm on the right side of the bell curve. Wee. So that was a lot of penises I just looked at, and I feel like now would be an excellent time to listen to some audios because I kind of like penises and I'd like to hear the voices of the people attached to them. I'm not even sure how to end this. Off I go into the sunset. Bye bye.